everybody. Welcome to The Kelly O Show. I'm your host, Kelly Alexa. This show is dedicated to inspiring women of all ages to pursue excellence in mind, body, and business. After decades of playing small in my own life and staying in the comfort zone, a couple of years of massive chaos and drama in my personal and my professional life forever changed me for the better. Through some tough lessons, I evolved, and I became a stronger and more confident version of myself, fearless, and finally, unapologetically, myself. I am now designing my life bigger and better than ever before, and most importantly, I'm designing a life on my terms that is full of joy and happiness. And I think that this is something that's been missing for so many women. They're either staying in the comfort zone like I was, or they've got a life that looks pretty good on the outside, but it's missing real joy and health and happiness. And that is no bueno. I believe that the future is female, and every week this show is going to bring you incredible interviews and live shows that I hope is going to motivate you to take massive action in your life, to leave the comfort zone and go all in, again, to pursue achieving excellence in mind, body, and in business. I hope you enjoy the show, and let's dive in. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Kelly O Show. This is part two of a two-part interview with Kathy Cook. I promise you everything will make so much more sense. If you haven't yet listened to part one, please be sure to go back to the previous episode and listen to part one before you listen to this part. Enjoy.
Is there a way, you know, you mentioned, you know, how do you, something about you've got to find out what your EMF exposure is, because I've certainly heard about this probably a year or two ago, really by a person who was, you know, prided himself on being a biohacker, turned out to be a little bit of a liar about a lot of things. So I ended up not, you know, discounting a lot of stuff.
For sure.
Not that I really thought that it, because I'd read it from other sources too, but he was, I think he did a lot of things more for attention. Like, oh, look, I'm so extreme. I don't do this. I don't do this. Mm-hmm. And I turn off all the lights in my, and you know, I have blue blockers and red light and everything extreme. And he thought he was so cool. But, you know, I absolutely know that there's some merit to a lot of that stuff. How do you, is there a way for people in their homes to, I mean, obviously to answer your question, I have Wi-Fi, I have cell phones, I have all of that stuff.
Yes. That's
kind of making me go, ugh. Is there a way that people can test any devices that, that they can test what their exposure is in a home or no?
Yeah, absolutely. So one thing you can do, so I'm a building biologist. One thing you can do is get on the building biology website and look up to see if there's a building biologist in your area that can do an assessment for you. And that, you know, my assessments take, generally 3 to 4 hours, depending on the size of the home, because I'm getting really deep. I'm looking at all of your electrical fields, you know, every way that the wiring is affecting you. You know, we're shielding, we're blocking, we're moving stuff around. So that is one of the best things you can do. If you're not quite ready for that kind of a commitment, there are meters on the market that you can buy for under $200. I actually have a couple on my website that you could take a look at, the ones that I would recommend. So they're about, 170, 180, somewhere in there. And that will test three of the fields for you and give you a general idea of what's going on in your environment and if you need to do anything about it.
And what are those called again? Because I want to make sure I link that up in the show.
Yeah, they're EMF meters.
Okay.
So on my website, Whole Home and Body Health, I have a shop tab, and in there I list three meters. So they're just, I mean, you could just Google EMF meter. The Cornet and the Tri-Field are the two that I recommend generally.
Okay, so I'll make sure I link to your website and then just say in general.
So I think that it is a very, very good idea for all of us to know what our exposure is. And even if you don't want to take that step, you know, at a minimum, just I tell people, if you won't do anything, just turn your Wi-Fi off at night. Because as you know, when we're sleeping at, you know, when it's nighttime and we're supposed to be getting all of that recovery, you know, autophagy is happening, all of the cellular cleanup is happening. When we don't do that, when we're sleeping, we're affecting so much oxidative stress is happening if we don't get really good rest and recovery overnight. So if we can at least turn our Wi-Fi off at night so that we can help our body to sleep better, that's huge. As well as not having your phone in your bedroom. And this is what I see people doing all the time is sleeping right next to their phone or even under their pillow. I don't know why people sleep with their phone under the pillow, but so many people do it. And I'm just thinking, oh my God, you know, the cell tower is communicating to your phone through your head because it's right underneath your pillow. So at least, you know, having that on airplane mode, you can still use your alarm. You can still use most of your apps when the phone is in airplane mode, but you're just disconnecting that signal so you're not getting that radio frequency. And I've had people tell me, you know, I have an extensive sleep program and I, you know, it's 8 weeks long and we go over, oh my gosh, everything under the sun when it comes to sleep. But I've had people tell me all I had to do was turn my Wi-Fi router off and I'm sleeping again.
Really? And that was going to be my next question was I'm thinking about my house and I mean, I don't keep my phones in my bedroom at all, but I haven't turned the Wi-Fi off. But would you also recommend then, so like in my family room is our cable router. Would you turn that off?
I would. Yeah. Most, I mean, there are occasionally people will have alarm systems that need the internet. But otherwise, there generally is no reason that you need to have it on overnight.
Sure.
I mean, you're not doing anything and it's going to, I mean, that's a good thing because we should be disconnecting at night. You know, I mean, ideally I want people to disconnect after work at 6 or 7 and not get on their phones and not get on their computers because that is not work time. You know, I want you to relax and spend time with your loved ones and your family and chill out and read a book or whatever so that you're not working or you're not getting that artificial stimulation from all of this stuff that, you know, as you know, has some mental health components to it.
Yeah. And you know, you bring up another good point too, because there's a lot of people out there who are going to be listening to this, and this could be, even though this is some of the stuff we covered in the first part of when we first were broadcasting the show, but I haven't covered it in a while, and I'm sure we're going to be starting to cover these issues more going forward, especially with the advent of 5G, and this just makes sense. But a lot of people out there, this is the first time they're hearing of this, and I know that if some of you listening are like me, I'm a gadget geek. I love technology. I love everything that's new and cool. So if somebody tells me like anything that I think is going to make me be going backwards in time, I'm like, seriously, you know, but think about it. If some of these things, if you take a step back and consider it, it makes sense. And one of the things that I learned early on was how much the exposure to the blue light in our devices affects our circadian rhythms. And our circadian rhythms have a direct effect on how we sleep. And of course, these are my words, I'm paraphrasing. But, you know, if you are sitting in the dark in your house, looking at your cell phone at 8 o'clock at night, or coming in to do work, and you're sitting in a dark room, or even if you're turning the lights on, you're kind of signaling, these are my words, you're signaling to your body, like, be awake, be alert. It's not nighttime. And so your body is not naturally thinking, oh, it's nighttime, I'm going to start getting ready for sleep. Your body thinks it's daytime because of the exposure to that light. When I started really, like you said, disconnecting and even focusing on actually getting outside more. Now, sometimes if you live up north, that can be difficult this time of year, but I live in Texas, so it's not difficult. I recognized an immediate improvement in my sleep just from being very cognizant of how late at night I would not expose my face to the blue light, the blue screen. Is that something too that is important for people to know?
Blue light is huge. In fact, in my online program, my online sleep program, the blue light module is module number one because it is just like you're saying, and I have so many people that have that experience, it makes all the difference. And so even, you know, if you're not going to turn your Wi-Fi router on, you got to block the blue light. And so, and that was one of the other pieces for me that was a game changer. So for me, I wear blue light blocking glasses at night. I have orange light bulbs. I use candles. I mean, whatever it is, I dim my screen. I mean, it is so, so hugely impactful. And I just don't think that people are paying attention to that because it's a little inconvenient. You know, most of us come in our house and if it's dark, we turn on every light in the house.
Yeah.
And it's just not, it's not normal. I mean, we think it's totally normal because that's all we've known, but in nature, it is the absolute worst thing we can do. Just like you're saying, it signals to our brain it's daytime. We don't get that melatonin secretion and we're wide awake and we will lay there for hours. And not only that, but you know, the health of our mitochondria and our eye health and the nervous system, because a lot of us have these LED bulbs that flicker. It's just, you know, if you've ever gone camping and you've experienced that really calm and restful deep sleep that you don't get in the city, this is one reason why.
I'm so hoping, well, I'm just going to make him listen to it, that my man, because I'm writing down also, one of the things I know we can do, and I haven't done it recently, is isn't there a setting on our phones that you can set so that at, in the evening, your phone can automatically switch to a red tinted light? Is that accurate?
Yep. 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 So it depends on the phone that you have, but I absolutely recommend people do that. So it's just, usually it's just a nighttime mode, or you can go in and do it manually each night. And there's also apps like, one of my favorite is iFlux. And that is for your computer. I'm pretty sure you can get it for your phone as well. Or Iris. Iris is another one. And they will automatically do that. So you program them to where you are in the world. And then when the sun is setting, your screen will automatically start to dim. It's really cool.
And would you say, because you mentioned you have orange lights at home, I'm hearing a lot lately about red light therapy. Is this completely different than like red light bulbs for at home?
Yeah, it is different, kind, you know, in the same spectrum, but, we're talking about, you know, blocking blue light for the whole elimination, but the red light we're adding, and it's, you know, we could be talking about infrared light or the Juve lights or the, I mean, there's all kinds of them out there now, mm-hmm. but that is has a different therapeutical benefit because you're exposing yourself to that light for, you know, your mitochondria health and other things. So yeah, a little bit different, but both important, both amazing.
I feel like we definitely, first of all, I'm realizing like we're getting close to our time window. So I'm going to at least wrap up this introductory. I'm going to call this our introductory interview with you because I think that we can, you know, have you back for at least like two, maybe three more episodes. And then we want to encourage people, of course, to go take your course, which I want you to tell people about in a second, because this is all really, really good stuff. And now that I'm hearing it again, I'm realizing it's more relevant than ever. Again, I heard this from this person who was in my life and was giving me health advice. But I mean, long story short, he was actually involved in our podcast for a while. And I ended up firing him. And I learned there were just a lot about him that was not truthful, that was, you know, he's kind of a shifty person. So I ended up, you know, not listening to a lot of the things that he had said back in the day because, you know, the guy's like a con artist. He's like a criminal. And I just remember feeling creepy about a lot of the things that he recommended. However, as I mentioned earlier in the show, I did know that a lot of the things he was talking about, other folks have talked about, whether it's Dave Asprey, Tim Ferriss, whatever. Mm-hmm. And this is becoming more common and it does make sense. And these are things that were benefiting me when and I've had issues. I've been having issues with headaches and sleep disruption lately. So I think that it's very relevant for us to bring this to the forefront, this discussion on this show, and really educate. And there's a lot more detail we can go into. I feel like we just got started. I hope that you'd be willing to come back on the show. Would you consider that?
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to. It'd be great.
Because again, you know, we should talk about, you know, we can talk about phone, we can talk about Wi-Fi, we can talk about, you know, how do you start to make changes in your house? We can talk about circadian rhythms, yada, yada, yada. Tell us a little bit, you know, as we wrap up about, you know, you mentioned that you've got, I think, a course on sleep. Tell us about the course. How does that work? Where can people find out more about that? Because I'm sure a lot of people listening are like, holy cow, maybe I can get past this chronic. Because I will tell you, every time I poll my audience, at least 50 to 60% of them say they have insomnia issues that they have not been able to solve. So I know a lot of people are going to be interested in this.
Yeah, great. Well, so the program is called the Sleep Easy Method. And I only launch it a couple times a year. So the next opening is, it's going to start March 8th. Okay. So I'm changing up the website right now. So the website is not up right now. It might be by the time this podcast goes out. And so I will definitely get you that link. But you can definitely connect with me on my website as well if you want more information about it, which is Whole Home and Body Health, which I'm sure will be in the show notes.
Yep.
So the course is 8 weeks long. It's video led. So we have 8 different modules, and there's a video with me talking about whatever the topic is. We go into blue light. We go into really, really in-depth in EMFs. So I walk you through exactly what you need to do in your home to minimize all of the fields. That module alone is amazing. And then we talk about, you know, the mental health and the stress component and ways to manage your stress. And we talk about more complicated stuff like hormones and gut infections and mold, you know, mold exposure. It's very, very in depth, because I want people to explore every single option. Because usually what I find is when my clients are going through the program, you know, it only takes those few tips to say, oh, I got to balance my blood sugar and this is how I do it. And I got to get my circadian rhythm in check and I got to block the blue light and I'm good. But, you know, occasionally there's that person that's like, I'm still not getting it because they've got huge hormonal issues and hormonal dysregulation, or they've lived in a moldy house and they never realized that that's what's keeping them up at night, or they have a parasite, or, you know, something that's just a little bit more complicated. But we talk about all of those things. So I try to hit on every possible reason why somebody isn't sleeping. And then I've got several expert interviews in there. So I brought in about 8 of my colleagues to discuss more in depth in each of these topics. And there's a live Q&A every week with me to get some individual attention, and a community Facebook group where people are chatting and share their tips and all these great things. So it's really comprehensive. You know, if anybody is having sleep issues at all, I definitely recommend that they check it out, because it's just like you said in the beginning when we were talking, you cannot skimp on your sleep. I don't care if you think you feel okay, it is going to catch up with you and you're not going to like it. It's, you know, you're not going to like how it impacts your health down the road. So imperative. Yeah.
And I think a lot of people are experiencing the negative side effects or symptoms, like they're experiencing results, bad results from insomnia or their sleep issues, but they're not attributing it to sleep, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like so many of us, you know, until we really start taking a deep dive into our health, and then we go, oh my God, this is why I'm having stomach problems, or this is why, you know, we're not connecting the dots. I think that's what I meant to say. So your course sounds amazing, and we will make sure, of course, because, you know, the great thing about podcasts is people could be listening to this. We're recording this in January 2020. Somebody could be listening to this in, you know, November. So we'll make sure that regardless, they can always connect with you directly on your site. And then whenever the next launch of your course is, they can hook up with you there. And of course, everything else that we've mentioned, the apps, I will link up to that. I will link up to, you know, how you can change your settings on your iPhone, yada, yada, yada. And for sure, we'll have you back, Kathy, on the show. For everybody listening, why don't you tell people, obviously, they can connect with you at your website, wholehomeandbodyhealth.com. Where else can they potentially connect with you? Is there like Instagram, or they should look you up on Facebook? Anywhere else they can find you online?
Yeah. So Instagram I have as well. I'm not super active on Instagram just because you have to have a cell phone, you know, so I do it routinely, but I'm up there. I post up there once in a while. And then, you know, I've got a Facebook page called The Easy Sleepers, which is just a page for anybody that wants to hop onto that. If they've got sleeping issues at all, or, you know, any kinds of questions or whatever, it's a really active group. So that one's wide open to anybody. And then of course the Whole Home and Body Health has a Facebook page as well. So I think it's a really good start for people. If they kind of want to dabble and just have some questions about the EMF or the sleep, get on the Easy Sleepers Facebook page.
This is really good stuff. I will make sure I link up to both Facebook pages in the show notes as well at the Kelly O Show. So Kathy, thank you so much. You've really, frankly, fired me up in this interview. It happens so often when I interview people. I'm like, oh my God, you know, it's time to amp things up in this area of my life. That's what I love about podcasts. My podcast, I'm proud of, you know, who we've got on the show, because I always end up coming out of it fired up, and I'm excited about what it's going to do for our community. Certainly, they're going to love this. So many of them have sleep issues. So thank you so much for being on the show. I will have my assistant follow up with you so we can have you back on the show and talk about this and really make sleep and really just the bigger picture of, you guys, let's change our lifestyle, because it's not natural the way that we spend such an inordinate amount of time inside, exposed to all of these fake lights and devices. And again, the EMF. So good to start educating. And I can't wait to tell this to my man, because one of the things he and I joke about is he's the guy that's always coming in, turning on all the lights everywhere. And I'm the one turning them all off, going, let's light candlelight. And so now I can go, here's what we need to do for our health, you know? But truthfully, I do. He's also had some sleep issues too. So that's very cool. Thank you so much, Kathy, for being on the show. For everybody listening, I hope you enjoyed this. Obviously, we encourage you to connect with Kathy directly on her website. You'll find out all of these. You'll be able to click through in the show notes at thekellyoshow.com to be able to get right through to her website. If you have any questions for us on what you'd like us to cover when we have Kathy back on the show, you can email me at kelly@kellyolexa.com. You can also just fill out the contact me form on kellyolexa.com as well, if that's easier. You can also use those same methods of communication if you're interested in nominating somebody that we interview on the show, or if you would like to inquire about advertising rates for later this year. Everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. We will see you next time on The Kelly O Show. Hey, everybody, this marks the end of this two-part episode with Kathy Cook. I hope you enjoyed it. She is fascinating, isn't she? I think you're picking up on what I was referring to in the introduction when I said I learned so much and I immediately went out and made some changes. For one thing, you know, I had been bringing in my tablet, my iPad tablet, into my bedroom, and I play this. It's a really good app. I need to link this up in the show notes. Relax Meditation. I think that's the name of the app. And I play some ambient noise throughout the night. But after this interview, I put my tablet on airplane mode. And I told my man, because he has his tablet plugged in by his side of the bed. So I said, you've got to turn yours into airplane mode. Now, I'll be honest with you, my man was listening to me and kind of looking at me like I was crazy. It was as if I said, we're going to go to bed and put foil on our heads. He literally was like, okay, babe, whatever, you know. And the truth is, for the next 2 days, he slept through the night and didn't wake up. And I said to him, I'm like, see, it's because we turned the Wi-Fi. He's like, I'm not willing to say that it's because of the Wi-Fi, but let's continue. So I will keep you guys posted, but we did that. I have not shut down the Wi-Fi in my house at night, frankly, because I haven't figured that out. And because my office is in the other end of the home, I haven't shut everything down at night, but I'm looking into that. And we are definitely going to have some folks on the show to talk about some of the other things she mentioned. We've got some experts coming on to talk about red light therapy. We're going to have folks, experts on circadian rhythms coming up. So yeah, tons of good stuff coming up. So make sure you are subscribed here. I'm sure you are. If you haven't yet left us a 5-star review on iTunes, people, you have no idea how much those reviews will help this show. And I am planning to take things up a notch and go from maybe posting 5 times a week to once every day. So that'll be 30 new episodes for you to help you get healthy and wealthy and happy in 2020 and beyond. And it would mean the world to me if you would help me get the word out about this show. Share it on your Facebook page. Tell somebody else to listen to it. Make sure you're subscribed and make sure that you take the time. It takes 2 to 3 minutes to leave us a review on iTunes. I'd so appreciate it. If you have questions about this episode, about future episodes, about nominating yourself or somebody that you know to be a guest on the show, if you'd like to inquire about advertising or sponsorship opportunities, both on this show and on our
our social media channels. You can use the contact me form on kellyalexa.com, or you can simply shoot an email to me, kelly@kellyalexa.com. Thank you so much for tuning in, you guys. I love you, and I will talk to you soon.